Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jerry Garvin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting seventh. The DH, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Andy Hosler. And now, play ball. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler fires to first and picks off Baylor. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson takes first base on ball four. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ault scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. McKay reaches second base with a double. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson takes first base on ball four. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Bossetti strikes out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Velez hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0 for 1 in the game. Ault hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hobson. Horton scores. Ault moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ault moves to third. McKay moves to second. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woods for the out. Ault scores. McKay moves to third. Cerrone moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bossetti. Rice reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field. Vela settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-1 in the game. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Bailey moves to second. It's Blue Jays, 2, Red Sox, 2. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey scores. There goes Montgomery trying to get to second. Woods throws the ball into Baylor, who relays the ball to Gomez, who tags Montgomery for the out. It's 3-2, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Duffy, who tags Bosetti, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Velez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to second. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baylor moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor juggles the ball. That's an error on Baylor. Yastrzemski moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Montgomery for a passed ball. Cerrone moves to second. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montgomery hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosetti. Montgomery reaches second base with a double. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Duffy bunts towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Montgomery moves to third. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gomez moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gomez moves to third. Bosetti moves to second. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Velez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gomez scores. Bosetti moves to third. Baylor moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Bosetti scores. Baylor moves to third. One out. It's 5-4, Red Sox. John Mayberry pinch hits for Doug Ault. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baylor tags and scores. Two outs. It's Blue Jays, 5, Red Sox, 5. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Mayberry now playing first base. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Victor Cruz now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hobson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson juggles the ball. That's an error on Hobson. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Woods hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cerrone moves to second. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to third for the out. Woods moves to second. One out. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Woods moves to third. Gomez moves to second. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Baylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Woods scores. Gomez scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-6, Blue Jays. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Hancock pinch hits for Bob Bailey. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock strikes out. Cerrone drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hancock out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy is hit by the pitch. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duffy moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw pinch runs for John Mayberry. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. McKay hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Upshaw moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Upshaw now playing first base. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3 for 4 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Remy pinch runs for George Scott. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gomez. Remy moves to second. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hancock strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.